I don't pursue stealing clients, and I don't spend too much time. I don't spend time without being requested to, like, evaluating other people's work. Back to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
This is Anthony.
Thanks for tuning in again.
I think this is the part where we go into why it's been so long. Or we can just skip that part.
Yeah, we're not having the why we're so late segment this week. Apologize for all the fans who've been waiting for that segment, but it's just not happening this week.
Yeah. But we've been working hard on excuses as to why we're late. So next episode maybe. Or maybe on time and we don't have to worry about it.
Maybe we should just do an episode about why our episodes are late sometimes. And that episode will be late as well.
We could do that.
Yeah, that's something I'm confident we can accomplish.
We do it because we want to create a challenge for ourselves to rise to the occasion. It's something I realized is because you're not as creative sometimes because you aren't challenging yourself.
Well, I think on a serious note, sometimes I do find myself like procrastinating on stuff I need to do. And I think in the back of my head, maybe I think I have more time than I do. Or I think that whatever I'm doing now is more important, but basically I'm lying to myself because I was like, no, you should have just done what you needed to do at the time you're supposed to do it instead of putting it off. But anyway.
And it probably didn't take that long to do it either. So
nope, never does. So there was a client called me this afternoon and I saw the phone call come in. I was in a meeting, so I couldn't answer them, but I kept putting it off, calling them back. Finally called them back around like 5:30 or something. They called me at like 3. Finally called them back and they were trying to send me some money and it was like, yeah. You should have called him as soon as you should have like stepped out of the meeting or called him as soon as you got out of the meeting. But he was like, almost like I was scared. Like, I wonder what they want. I don't want to talk to them, but I should have talked to them. But, oh well.
Speaking of sending money, there's somebody who keeps on sending me checks that are not arriving that I need to talk to. Like, just PayPal me please in 2019. I mean, is there room for people sending checks if you're not like some kind of huge entity that can't like, cause I used to work for like the government or the state of Alabama and they would send me checks, so it'd probably be a little less, maybe not as easy for them to send you PayPal, but individuals sending you checks, like, is that acceptable nowadays?
There are some individuals I work with that send me checks because like I've done some work with people in Canada and they actually send me like a money order from Canada or something, kind of weird. But yeah, there's one person I work with in Canada as well. No shots at anyone from Canada, but it took them almost a year to pay me for something I did. And all they had to do was mail a check.
What?
I don't know, it was ridiculous. But what I do, when I send out an invoice, I include everything. Because recently, people have been paying me a lot through Cash App. Because most of the time, like...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Especially, like... For some of the things I'm doing, they're like small projects. Like maybe I'm doing some social media images or a quick flyer or something like that. So under $500 for somebody. And so in those cases, a lot of times I've had people just say, I'll just PayPal you from my direct PayPal account and then I'll expense it with the company.
Yeah, they can worry about that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but don't hold me up. Because that's just like disrespectful.
Yeah. And that's what's happening to me now. It's like, come on. Like, I don't know what, you know, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I don't know what's going on, but it's like, all right, I'm going to need that.
Yeah, I include all the payment options so that there's no excuse. You can mail me a check. I'll give you my bank account number. Yeah. Because there's no excuse to, I agree. There's no excuse to send a check because you can do Zelle or something like that and transfer from any bank to another bank pretty quick. So it's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll have to see what's going on.
I mean, it's like, I know back in the day, people always say, oh, the check's in the mail, but they was lying. So It's possible they're lying.
No, they got money. They got money.
They just don't got money to you.
I don't know what exactly is happening, or maybe they're putting the address. I don't know what's going on, but they have money, so I don't know what the problem is. So,
well, I've seen, not to belabor the topic, but I've definitely seen some people who have money be real shiesty about like a couple hundred dollars. And I'm like, just pay me. You said you're gonna pay, just pay. Stop making all these excuses and all this other crap. Like, it's $100.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but
what's our topic for today?
We're talking about stealing work from other designers. I thought about that because, you know, well, you know, on this podcast, sometimes we talk about how trash people's stuff is. And that's the work of some designer somewhere. Some unfortunate soul that just doesn't have together yet. And you've come into, you know, or something like that, and you see their design before, it's like, wow, this is terrible, and blah, 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 and stuff like that. Which is a little different than stealing work from somewhere else, I would say. That's more so like coming in, because I think people do that all the time. You come into a business or something like that, you're automatic. Of course you're going to trash whoever came first. You got to prove that you can do something else. So I don't think that's the same as stealing, but, I mean, is there any compassion for that designer that designed it before you?
If I actually knew them or know them, I might have some compassion or care a little bit about like how I speak about them and how I treat their work. Because I've definitely worked. I've never worked somewhere where there was no designer before. I've worked for clients like on the side, like doing freelance stuff where there was no designer before. But in most cases, like when I was working corporate gigs or for larger companies, there was somebody there before who did something. And then looking, I can judge by the quality of what was done and how well organized it is, whether or not I'm going to need to, you know, kind of trash their work. But I think that's different from stealing someone's work. So to answer your question about trashing someone else's work, like a predecessor, I try not to do that too much. If I'm coming up with like weak reasons to trash it, then I just don't. I don't say anything. I was like, I'll actually defend them. I've had to defend like previous developers, designers, and things like that before, where someone's coming to me and basically saying that the previous person was terrible for whatever reasons XYZ, and then I explain to them, no, the previous person was right about these things. Like, no, they can't do this. No, this is not possible given the way you have things set up or whatever. And so I'll try and defend them if I can.
Yeah.
If they're indefensible and their stuff is just bad, then I, you know, I can't do it.
Well, yeah, because you're coming in to make a best suggestion or whatever. I think it's even kind of like a, maybe it's kind of similar to when you go in a job interview, you're not supposed to just trash your previous employer. Yeah. But you want to show flexibility. I've noticed myself like when I come into a business, and this isn't exactly what I was planning on talking about, but I try not to, even if I think it's complete trash and garbage, I try not to go too hard on it. Because sometimes you don't know who did it. And then also, a lot of times, like working with a business, you're not going to be able to just come in there and change it with your, entirely change it with your amazing ideas that you think that you have. And, you know, it's not always possible that you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, established brands move slowly.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like, all right, chill out. You may think it's trash, but you're probably going to have to work with this to figure it out. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess my question is, like, have you ever had to compete for work with another designer, like, or there was somebody else that was actively working on a client already, and you kind of came in and just swooped in and trashed their stuff and, like, took the work from them?
So I've never done that. I'm not a fan of doing, like, spec work where it's, like, everyone submits their design, and then whoever we like is who we hire. I'm not a fan of doing that. And I've never done
it. Mass alike this.
Yeah, I'm not cool with doing that.
Competition type stuff.
Yeah, I don't enter design competitions like that. I mean, if I design something for someone else and I just enter my design in the competition to just to say, oh, here's something I did for someone else that I already got paid for, that's one thing. But I'm not going to compete for work. So I've never done that, but I have been in a position where I've been contacted like almost for a second opinion, almost like a consultant, and I've given my opinion, and generally it was a situation where the customer had their doubts already. They were like, this person is saying it's going to cost this much money to do this many things, and you know, they don't have any portfolio or whatever. You know, there were questions in their mind, and then I came along by request and provided my feedback and my input on what was provided, and also upon request gave a quote, and then I got the work.
Yeah.
But I
Now, have
don't
you ever
generally,
come?
like, if you ask me for my opinion, I'm not gonna say, oh, I could do it much better. I'm so much better than them. I generally don't say that. I'll just provide strictly opinion, like, okay, well, judging by the portfolio, this is what I think, and the price seems about right, or the price seems high, or you know, when they said this was impossible, that's not true.
Yeah. I that brings up a thing. I mean, I can't think of an example where I've directly done that. I mean, I've come across things where it's like somebody else is making this for you and they aren't very good and I could do this for you, do this for you, but you usually don't have contact with that person usually. But it does make me think about something else. Like when you come up with something like that, what is some of the reasons why a company wants to get away from somebody else?
So,
It's usually not because they just aren't good designers, even if they aren't good designers. I've heard sometimes it's like, oh, they just weren't hitting the mark or whatever, but a lot of times it seems just like it's never something that has to do with their actual work.
I've seen some where it's just poor. Well, maybe it's not poor work, but it's just some of the stuff we talked about in one of our last episodes about like the soft skills. Because I've seen it where it's just like slow delivery. Because I've stolen several clients on slow delivery, where someone says, "Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
work on this," and then it's like 6 months later, and they still aren't finished, and people get frustrated by
Yeah.
that. Because if I deliver fast, I can give you some crap, and you'll probably be okay with it. But not that I
Yeah.
do that.
Not
But
that you don't do that.
yeah, no, I can neither confirm or
Yeah.
deny. But I think it's generally around those other peripheral things and not around the work itself, for the most part. There are some situations where I've seen people wanting to find it. I've had clients leave me because they were like, "Well, I don't feel like you understand exactly what I want." But I think that was just a communication breakdown and not necessarily a skill set breakdown. Because I can do whatever's needed. It's just, did you communicate it well?
Yeah.
So I've lost clients that way, and then I've also
Yeah.
taken people's clients that way because they were like, well, well, it was a combination. Like, they thought they communicated well enough multiple times. Then they contacted me and said, here's exactly what I want. Can you do this? And I'm like, yeah. And if they communicated that clearly, then it's easy. But I think there are situations where the communication just doesn't work out, and therefore it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, it's kind of like a situation. I'm sure I've lost some people before because of either me not being on top of it or something like that, or there's times I've ghosted people a little bit. Like, yes, please, somebody else take this up. I don't want to do this anymore. But and something I was thinking about is like, you know, I've kind of like competed with like, you know, you're working at a job and you're kind of competing with an outside vendor that is brought in that is delivering trash.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And in a situation where you're kind of like, are you trying to replace me with this outside vendor? And you kind of feel like, all right, where you feel like, I don't know, kind of proving your value to somewhere, you know, because nobody wants to feel like they're getting replaced by some outside vendor or something like that, or, you know, who's somebody else. But it's also been an occasion sometimes in other cases where it's like, okay, just chill. Like, don't get, you know, all worked up because somebody else is, you know, playing in your sandbox. Sometimes it's an opportunity, like, okay, well, if, I mean, if your job isn't on the line like that, then it's like, okay, what can I learn from this person? And then make sure I'm delivering at that level that they were delivering at.
Yeah.
know, this outside person? Like, what can I do for that so that I can, you know, show that I can deliver like that? Because there's some reason why they wanted that. Sometimes it's because just a timing thing where it's like, okay, well, they're able to get it faster and you need to be focused on this entirely over here, so you can't do that even though you want to do it. Like, designing logos and stuff like that, sometimes if you're working at a company and it's like, I've had to do that and just like hire like some outside designers to work on it, give us some ideas. And while selfishly I would love to do it all myself, after going through the process, I'm like, you know, this is okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not having to operate Illustrator. I'm just critiquing.
I think it's cool if the communication is there and you don't feel like you're threatened.
Yeah.
Because I've been in a situation where I was a graphic designer. I was hired as to do graphics for different proposals that this company was writing up. And then the owner of the company bought another company. So we had two companies now, and he was trying to merge them under a new holding company and all this other stuff. So we had to do a lot of branding. And I was like, I can do all this. But, of course, I had my other tasks I was supposed to do. So I felt like I wanted to be involved, and I weaseled my way into that and got involved. But I wasn't doing the actual design work. I was just providing feedback and stuff like that. It wasn't bad, but it did feel like, why'd you hire them? I could have been doing that. But it was only because...
Yeah.
Well, it's because I didn't feel like my job was threatened, but I was like, I did really want to do the work because I was sitting around not doing anything useful, and I was doing boring projects I wasn't that interested in. So it was like, oh, this is actually interesting. Let me help.
Yeah, it's like I would prefer to be doing this, not
right.
designing some stupid flyer. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I agree with what you said. You got to take advantage of the opportunity to learn. And I was working like the outside firm. They were a pretty big firm in the area. They get a lot of work, and so I took the opportunity. I started talking to some of the people that worked there, got to know them, found out about like what positions they had open.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And then I did my best on the little parts I did, and they saw it. And so I never like went after a job there, but it was a very good learning experience because I learned about like several vendors in the area, like for printing and, you know, other services that I need for my freelance stuff. So it was good because this was like shortly after I moved up here to DC. So I learned a lot in the process and I've been using it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing something like that similar, like taking notes, like, okay, they're doing this. Okay. They were somehow successful at this, even though they don't seem that good. What are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, what did they do? Like, or, you know, where, you know, maybe I can use the same generic presentation they gave, you know, like what, because apparently that works, you know, like take notes from any situation instead. Because I think you can get too focused on the threat, the perceived threat or the, you know, when you could be sitting there taking notes and learning and trying to figure out like, okay, what's next? Do I really want to stay where I am right now? Or is this something like, okay, maybe I can do what they're doing. That can be me. Mm-hmm. And somebody else can be getting their job bitter because they came in, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I know we talk about trash designs all the time.
So do you think it's... As a designer, do you think it's okay for someone to try and steal clients from you? Or do you think there should be like that professional courtesy?
Yeah, I mean, what are the rules, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have to look at that thing. Yeah, because you saw that pricing sheet I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm going to be updating across the board.
That pricing sheet, some of it looked low to me, but that's the topic for another time. I don't think there are any rules like that set in stone that people actually follow and respect, per se.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on how you get your clients. So if you go out and pitch people and give them a bunch of business cards and post flyers on Facebook and comment under people's pictures like, hey, I'm a graphic designer. If you do that, then you're in competition. Like, there's always going to be someone trying to snipe your clients because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm, I don't know, bad similar parallel, but, like, let's say all the girls I date, I find them at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
My competition is everyone that goes to the grocery store. But, like, if you're one of those people that all your girls you find are at the club, then if I don't go to the club and none of the girls I like go to the club that much, then we're not even playing in the same field.
You know what I'm saying?
So I don't have to worry about that as much. I do think that I'm not a fan of like dirty macking, like where someone just comes along and say, hey, I'm a graphic designer, whoever did your work is terrible, look how this is working, look what I did. Like I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's an effective approach. It probably works, but I don't think that's a very effective approach.
I don't think it's finding new clients. I would say it's probably not that effective because most people, I don't know. I don't know how it is for other designers. Most people just like whatever you do. They just want somebody that can do it and make them look halfway decent. They don't have strong design opinions on things. The average client doesn't have, you know, they just want somebody that knows how to do it. And if you can get in your own design flair to turn it into something that you're proud of, then that's great. Are they going to care? Probably not that much.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to leave you because you didn't deliver.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing. So it's kind of like a weird thing where it's like the competition. It's like, you know, even if you are a better quote unquote designer than me, I mean, number A, you're not. And number B. And number B, they probably don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, because whatever it is that makes you better than me, it's probably some kind of, I don't know, thing they don't notice. What usually it is your deliverable or how you present it. Like, I've seen it before. It's like, why did we need them to do this? And it's like, oh, all they did different was they presented it. Kind of like when you give somebody a logo design or something like that, and it's like if you present it in a certain way, you can turn the tables in your favor.
Yeah.
It's all in the presentation. You can charge more if you have your presentation down pat.
Yeah.
Versus just like, yeah. No, you know, I got you, and you just send it, you know. But if you give them a whole presentation, you know, make it look nice, spend a couple of minutes laying it out, then you can charge more, and you look more pro, and it's like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of those things are the chinks in the armor. Is that a slur? The weaknesses in the armor.
Where, only if you ask if it is.
I don't know. Well, I know that it is a slur, but I don't mean it in that way. But
a slur until you asked about it.
Those are those are places where you can easily strengthen your connection with your client and make it harder for your clients to be stolen. Because, like, for instance, like, we're probably both the same in that we get most of our clients through word of mouth and not necessarily through going out and shaking hands and shaking babies and kissing hands or whatever. So, given that that's how I do it, it's going to be more difficult to steal my client because my client probably is not looking on Instagram or looking on Facebook for the guy who put up an ad that says I'm a graphic designer.
No. That's not how to, yeah. I mean, and I haven't gotten people like that, no. I mean, I don't do that, but I've absolutely...
Yeah, I don't do that either, but, like, they're probably not going to fall prey to that person. But, yeah, also, like, it's just like with any other situation, if I'm taking care of things the right way, then my client should not be out looking. If, for whatever reason, my client is unhappy or unsatisfied and they haven't communicated that to me, I can't help that. But if they're happy for the most part, they're getting what they need in a timely manner, then they're probably not looking.
Yeah. Because it's a lot more trouble to that kind of relationship. And, you know, a lot of people don't have time for that.
Yeah, it's like cheaper to keep her.
I think people seem to think that people sit around looking for designers and things like that with all these things in mind and, like, spending all the hours a day doing this, maybe for some companies or whatever, but most don't. They just want to find somebody, and once they like you and they keep you around, they don't want to have to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. So especially if they've had, like, a hard time the last time.
Yeah.
Then you just got to try not to mess up too much, and you'll be good.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Yeah, those are my thoughts. It was just something I was thinking about. Ethics in the design community.
Yeah, I would say for myself, I don't pursue stealing clients, and I don't spend too much time. I don't spend time without being requested to, like, evaluating other people's work. Like, if I'm not if I'm not, you haven't, you're not on a contract with me, you haven't signed anything with me, then I'm not going to go out and badmouth what's been done for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a critiquer. Unless you say, hey, what do you think of this? Then I will give you my opinion. But I'm not going to say, oh, you should hire me. That's not going to be the end of my evaluation.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's because you need to evaluate. We need to not just be so thirsty for clients. Got to make sure you want to actually work with that person, because sometimes it's harder to get rid of people.
Yep.
Oh, and you don't want to burn a relationship. Maybe you don't want to work with this person. They're not a bad person, but you don't want to work with them, and you know that, so you don't work with them because you don't want them to go and tell people not to work with you because of the way it goes. So it's like, just never even go there.
Yeah, there's definitely some people that, once they told me what they wanted, I was like, eh, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to put my best foot forward, and therefore I don't want to work with someone doing something that I'm not any good at.
Yeah. And that's why you don't date your best friends.
Huh?
I don't know. Sorry.
You're going to have to explain that one later.
Yeah, there's nothing to explain. I was just thinking, I mean, that's why, you know, you may not, you know, people talk about like, yeah, I didn't want to ruin the friendship or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe just don't do work for them. But, okay, well, thanks for listening, people. Unless you had something to add.
Nothing to add at this time.
Nothing to add at this time.
Yeah, check out our shop, alienmuffin.com/our-shop, or alienmuffin.com and click on shop, or just go to one of those places and you can find our shop. Buy things from our shop. If you have bought something from our shop,
let us know.
Share a picture on Instagram, tag Alien Muffin in it, or tweet it at Alien Muffin, or post it on Facebook, or just put it in the comments or something. But yeah, we'd love to know that you bought something. Coming up for Christmas, we're probably going to have a promotion in our shop. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Take that.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.